Liz Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the election gauntlet of Cameroon. Make no mistake, any notion that Cameroon is a democracy is the same as believing that an obstacle course is the same as a straight road. Yes, there are parties. Yes, there are elections. But there is no even playing field. So whatever one might want to call this form of government, no matter how you shake and bake it, there's nothing particularly fair about it. It is no surprise that the existing president has been in office for more than 34 years, is 84 years old, and is expected to stand for another seven-year term in 2018. We spent some time early in the organizers' forum in a visit with Philip Nanga, the head of Un Monde Avenir, the world to come, a fair elections NGO, and his staff, who gave us a good sense of the problem and a crash course in the election obstacles and voter suppression. They work closely with Elections Cameroon, called ELECAM, a state agency that's responsible for registering voters, among other things. There's nothing easy about voter registration. I'm not saying that they invented difficult registration, but I will say that the system is reminiscent of the process used by many southern states, even at the dawn of the 1970s in the U.S. A graphic illustration over his head went through their steps of training election observers down to protection of the ballot box. I asked Nanga if a ballot box theft was common, and he answered without hesitation, yes. To register, you either have to personally go into ELECAM office nearest you and successfully present your documents, or someone employed by ELECAM has to somehow come to you in a meeting, rally, market, or some such. The reason ELECAM is a good partner for Un Monde Avenir is that they are on a quota for registrations by the government, so anything that's organized for them makes their job easier and allows them to keep their jobs. Voting, of course, requires an ID, but a national ID is required to do everything in Cameroon, so that's not an obstacle here since everyone has one. More than half of the population is under 19 years old, so not surprisingly, you cannot register to vote until you're 20 years old. Un Monde Avenir has been focusing on registering youth. We were told by their staff that they'd registered 100 people so far this year. Of the 23,130,708 people in the population as of June 2015, 5,981,226 were registered. There are no accurate figures, but a solid estimate would mean that between 40 and 45% of the eligible voters in the population are not registered to vote, a very large voting pool. When those who are successful in registering are allowed to vote, a fair number do so. 68% of the eligible voters, in fact, did vote in the 2011 presidential election, the last time they had a chance. We spoke to two leaders of parties in Cameroon. One was the leader of the largest, LMB Lobi Abel. His party, SDF, has close to a score of national parliamentarians in each house and more than 800 local office holders in the country. I asked him how he saw his party's prospects in the election expected sometime in 2018. He answered that for any opposition party to have a chance, the Constitution would have to allow for a runoff. The winner is now first past the post, which always favors an incumbent. He felt the only way anyone would have a chance without a change and a no election runoff would be if the existing president somehow declined to run. Interesting to forum delegates was Abel's description of Bolloré as a criminally corrupt corporation in Cameroon. We also spoke to the dynamic head of another large party, CPP, which is also interesting in that it has a political but nonpartisan operation called Cameroon Abasso, or Cameroon Let's Go, which operates almost like a community organization with various marginal populations. They're also part of an amalgamation called Stand Up for Cameroon, which has attracted wide support. She'd run for president in 2011. She was more focused on the transition, or said another way, the inevitable death of the existing president when the country would have the opportunity for change. There are hundreds of parties in Cameroon. The law also prevents them from fusing or cross-endorsing, so each is on his own in the fight for democracy against great odds in Cameroon. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.